Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, everybody jump, jump. All right, here we go. Yeah. Taz and the Moose. Well, it's Taz here and Andrew Bogus, AB, sitting in for the Moose. And we got a fun show coming at you, full throttle. We are coming to you live right now from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. And maybe you'll listen to us across these great United States on one of our great affiliates on CBS Sports Radio. Maybe you're checking us out on radio.com, or maybe you're checking us out on Sirius XM Channel 206, which is the home for CBS Sports Radio, or on the Sirius XM app. Wherever you listen to us live right now, myself and AB appreciate that very much. We got a very busy show. A little later on, we're going to have, one of our colleagues, one of our members here on CBS Sports Radio, also one of the better running backs you're going to see in modern-day football time. His name is Tiki Barber, yes.
Hey, do you know Taz, by the way?
Tiki will be on. He's actually co-host of Tiki and Tierney, which is 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern here on CBS Sports Radio. So Tiki, he's going to be doing something a little different in his career during this coming up soon here. We'll get into that later. I don't want to spoil it, but it's pretty interesting, funny stuff. AB, what's going on, kid?
I feel like what Tiki's going to do is something I could see you doing very easily. And very seamlessly transitioning from here to there.
we'll discuss that later. No. I don't have legs like him.
I have really good
legs. Yeah, I have good legs. It's not as, those running backs have really good legs. Hey, listen, if you want to call the show, it's a simple process.
Attention, hotline fans.
All you got to do is dial an 855-212-4227. That's an 855-212-4-CBS. So, look, AB, right? So, could you imagine, dude? Could you imagine? And anybody out there listening to us right now, as you're in the grind, you're in the hustle, going to work, doing your thing, you're dealing with your bills, you're dealing with everything in your life. Money's usually an issue for a lot of people. Hate to be negative, but it's true. right? Money kind of makes the world go around, as we know. Could you imagine, bro, making $3 to $4 million potentially playing baseball? Could you imagine that?
I've tried. I wasn't thinking about making 300 mil growing up. I just wanted to make like one.
Yeah, one's nice.
Yeah, I realized that wasn't going to happen.
I don't need 300 of them. One's good.
Yeah, I'm not that selfish. $300, $250, whatever it's going
to
be.
You'll even go to 150 mil. You'd even go down to that if you had to.
I mean, I couldn't. I'm not going to commit to that on the radio with the public record and really sabotage my negotiating standpoint. But yes, I very easily could be bought. It does not take 300 mil.
Right. Well, we're talking about is Bryce Harper. I'm sure most of you guys can figure that out. National League MVP at 23 years old, now at 26 years old. He's a free agent, and he's got himself, obviously Scott Boras, his super agent, who is right now, trying to do business as the MLB winter meetings basically over out in Las Vegas. I think it kind of ends. It ended mostly yesterday, right?
Yeah, I think today, technically, things are happening, but yesterday was the last like full day of legitimate business, I believe.
Yeah. And this Boras, man, I've had agents and I've had, managers in my career, right? And never to the level of this. This guy, it's unbelievable. I was reading Forbes magazine said, most powerful sports agent in consecutive 6 years. Dude, he made over $105 million in commission. That is for an agent? I mean, that's insane. We know he's a big-time agent. And he's trying to make Bryce Harper the highest-paid player, basically, in baseball history. So,
is there a wrestling equivalent to Scott Boras? Are there wrestling agents? Are you guys all on your own, basically?
I'm glad you brought that up. It's interesting. Real quick, not to spend a lot of time on it, but there aren't many agents, no. And there's not an equivalent to Scott Boras, no. There was a guy, without naming his name, a couple of years ago that was getting some hype. But wrestling's different. Like, WWE is cornered the market. There's not a lot of leverage for a lot of the guys, and girls that are wrestling. So agents don't really make a lot of money. And to be frank, Vince McMahon wants to deal directly with the athletes,
right,
with the wrestlers and stuff. So
Jimmy Hart didn't have a law degree?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
Jimmy Hart Esquire?
Jimmy Hart, you're saying? Yeah. No, Jimmy Hart, as far as you're talking about Jimmy Hart with the megaphone, Jimmy Hart?
Yeah.
Why, where'd you read? You read that he had a law degree?
No, I was being funny.
Oh, did you read? I thought there was something I missed. I knew Jimmy Hart. I know Jimmy Hart.
Did he have a business degree?
No. But there are guys who in the industry who are, you know, who... Maybe not. Well, there's one guy. It was a guy from Harvard with a law degree. What's his name? He's married to
the guy from Harvard with a law degree?
Oh, Nowinski. Chris Nowinski.
Okay.
Who was behind the concussion protocol at the NFL, who played football at Harvard. He's from the wrestling business. And, the color commentator, he's married to the singer, Jennifer Hudson. What's his name?
Oh, David Otunga.
David Otunga. Another guy who, he's a Harvard grad. But anyway, we're getting off the topic. The thing is, to answer your question, no, there really isn't, because... Basically, to make a lot of money in the wrestling business, you got to work for Vince McMahon. And and Vince McMahon kind of doesn't like dealing with agents. It just doesn't happen. Unlike a Scott Boras, you know, which he's trying to do big things right now for Bryce Harper. And it's interesting. You know, I mean, a lot of people would think or thought or maybe still think he ends up a Yankee. Some think he could be with the White Sox. Some say Phillies. It's a crapshoot, right? I mean, this guy is, you would think he would have been done already. As talented as he is.
I don't know that he would have been done by now. I think we would have had a better feel for where the market was going.
Right.
And it doesn't really seem like anybody has one because, and it's what's odd to me, and I've said this to you and to Moose before in the last couple of weeks since the baseball season ended. I mean, here's a guy, and you went through everything. He's 26. He's already been an MVP. We've known about him for a long time now, since before he was a pro, when he was this hotshot teenager and his family was kind of moving him around and making him play with older kids and trying to get him into the draft and into baseball sooner than possible, and was destroying people at, you know, 17, 18, 19, whatever it was.
Hold on. If you could play up like he did, that's what they call it, right? If you could play up in any sport, especially baseball, and you've seen it, AB, and I've seen it, that right there will show scouts and show people how legit you are. So if you're 17 and you're balling out there on a diamond with kids 19, 20 years old and you're flourishing, that's a big sign. You're going to be a stud.
So we we've seen him push all the way through, get to the majors, meet, if not exceed, expectations. And if anyone was going to get something close to an actual blank check, like, I would have thought he'd be this guy.
I know.
I mean, sometimes, I guess he could be an ass, and he's fought Jonathan Papelbon in the dugout during Nationals games. So, I mean, maybe he's not the greatest teammate. He's coming from the Nationals perspective where they have underachieved, and maybe that's part to blame for off-field chemistry stuff, or maybe it has nothing to do with him whatsoever.
Right.
But, you know, he's got no arrests, no stupidity, nothing like that.
He does the right thing.
I mean, he's fairly perfect, all things considered. You'd think teams would be lining up out the door to give him money, to be swooning and swooping in and taking him to dinner and telling him how handsome he is and how awesome his hair is. And meanwhile...
Hey, you have a great beard.
But in reality, we've had him talk about his willingness to cut his hair and shave his beard for the Yankees.
Right.
And, he can play first base. He could catch. You need to know, maybe when he's not playing, he could work in the TV booth. How about selling concessions in between? I mean, they're selling him so hard as if the market's not developing and they need people to be interested in Bryce Harper. And I can't believe it's playing out the way it's played out
so far. A lot of times what it could be. Now, some will sit back and they're going to blame Scott Boras, his agent. Some would say, well, you know what? This guy's playing too much hardball. This guy. You know, Boras is doing this. Boras is doing that. Let me tell you something from experience. Any agent that's doing anything, I don't care how high powered they are or not, 99.9% of the time and stuff they're saying and feel that agent's given is coming from the player, the athlete, the talent. Bryce Harper's giving this guy the direction, hence why he's paying him. Bryce Harper's paying him. Boras obviously gets, usually it's 10%. That 10% of Harper's earnings and any player he represents. So, you know, you can't, I know you didn't do this, I'm saying some might blame the agent, and you can't. The agent's got to play hardball and be a pit bull. That's their job. But that narrative usually comes from the player. And like I said, in my experience and guys I know, that's how it happens. Let's take a listen here of said super agent Scott Boras on signing Harper as the face of your franchise.
I think the superstar market is something that is always of great interest to everyone at every level, because the rarity of an athlete in professional sports paying for himself, where you get their performance and they generate franchise revenue value, they generate local TV revenue, in-stadium revenues, they increase attendance. All those things are any franchise benefits from, in addition to basically you're getting a historic talent for essentially no cost. So it's a rare opportunity for teams.
Let's take a listen here. Now with Scott Boras. Let's say Scott Boras again, the agent of Bryce Harper, on long-term goals in mind.
Bryce is really open to the geography. What he's really looking for is the ownership to make sure that he has every opportunity to achieve his goals, to win a world championship, to play on competitive teams as best as baseball teams can be competitive annually, and all those things. So it's and obviously there's a lot of owners who believe their franchises can do that.
Well, it's you can tell just he's smooth, this guy. I mean, just wait, is he, he's not a fast talker. A lot of these guys are fast talkers. This guy's not, bro. This guy's smooth. He's slow. But the way he talks, he thinks before he speaks. His inflection is perfect. I'm ready to sign Bryce Harper. Just hearing that.
You're going to break into the Taz Bank? And
300 million. Maybe not 300. I don't know if I have 300 mil, but no. Yeah, man, listen, it's interesting to see how this thing plays out. I mean, he's got the right guy backing him, does Bryce Harper, and Boras knows he's got himself a diamond. You laid it out perfectly, AB. I mean, everything about this kid, and I'm calling him a kid, he's 26 years old, he's a bona fide pro. I mean, you could see how he came up. You could see how he was raised as far as an athlete. You know, just we saw at the Home Run Derby. Remember his dad was all jacked up with the beard, with the dyed beard, and he's all jacked up throwing BP to him. Throwing, pitches to him.
Yeah.
And he's hit home runs, Bryce Harper, left and right. When's the Home Run Derby? Right? He won. I think he won it. And his dad was pitching. And his dad was all, like, just cranked up. And I'm like, wow. You could just tell how this kid was raised, hence his success right now, 26 years old.
I mean, it's been a machine to get him to where he is now. And we've had the Yankees. Now, yesterday, Brian Cashman uttered one of the all-time lines where he said, we're still a fully functioning Death Star.
Yeah.
In terms
Evil
of they
Empire
can,
Jones.
They can
yes.
certainly pivot and get in on Bryce Harper, but they're one of the teams kind of slow playing this. Like, well, I've got Aaron Judge, and I've got Aaron Hicks, and I've got this guy. Like, my outfield's kind of full, and I know that Bryce mentioned first base, but we're good at first base, too. You know, the Yankees, who we thought would be in this full-on bidding war between Bryce and Manny Machado, and a lot of this is obviously smoke and BS, but they're playing it very slow and very calmly and not showing their hand. And other teams, too, have been lukewarm at best.
Lukewarm, interesting word you said.
On Bryce here, I keep Carl Pavano's free agency tour from a couple years ago remains like the benchmark for teams losing their mind for play. I mean, he was on a boat with somebody. He was all over the place. But he got that, and Bryce Harper's getting like a little pat on the back. Like, yeah, you're good. Like, maybe we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. And, and it's so strange.
Well,
and I just thought this would have been far more embarrassing with teams falling over themselves trying to get him to wear their uniform.
Well, we could be in the middle of the calm before the storm with him, where once we see someone sign him, and it could just be huge news and obviously big, big, huge money. And a lot of people still think and some feel it could be the Yankees. And let's listen again. Let's go back to Scott Boras, the agent of Bryce Harper, in regards to the Yankees in free agency.
As far as the Yankees and what discussions that I and Hal and Cash have had, I will leave that to our own. And I would only let you know that when you're talking about star players, and I go back to Mark Teixeira with the Yankees are very adept. They're smart. They're going to do something. I think they can earnestly tell you that right now they're not doing it and have every intention of doing something else when it's best for them to do it. When the nurse walks in the room with the thermometer, the issue is not what the thermometer says that day. The issue is, what's the health of the patient when they're ready to leave the hospital? So, and they're not ready to leave the hospital yet.
Wow.
Does anybody understand that? I don't still. And that's about my eighth time hearing / reading it.
I'm trying to figure out that first, right before what he said. So, before the thermometer thing, it was even more double talk. I mean, like, This guy is slick, man. Yeah, but he's basically saying...
Turn your head and cough.
He's basically saying the Yankees are more than lukewarm. This is what I got from it. The Yankees are more than lukewarm. They're just not boiling ready hot to sign this guy or cut a deal with him. And that's what he's putting out there. He's putting in, even if it's BS by Boris, what does it do? It gets other teams percolating. You know, all the franchise like, oh man, we don't need this guy going to the Yankees, as if their lineup isn't potent enough. You know what these big bats they got. You know what I mean?
Yeah, imagine Judge, Harper,
Stanton
in the middle of the Yankee lineup,
and Sanchez if he decides you don't have to run when he's in a box, but you know what I mean? Yeah, no, that would be like just who are you going to pitch to? You know, all these other guys, it's just Didi's going to get just like meatballs thrown at him. You know, just fastball city. You know, like, because you got to throw stuff to these other guys. Yeah, no, that would be amazing. If Harper was on the Yankees, it would, as a Met fan, it would kill me. It would be like a dagger in my jugular vein. Good morning.
Your jugular vein.
Is it juggler or juggler?
No, it's juggler.
I was right. It'd be nasty. That's my point. Yeah, the thermometer line was interesting. I got to tell you, it was. So.
I think I understand what he means by it, but everyone laughed at
me. I'm telling you what he meant. He meant like it's the Yankees are fixing to do business, heavy business. They're not there yet.
That's see how things develop. And I think my guess would be that Manny Machado is one to Bryce Harper's two on their wish list.
Right. Yeah, I think they want Machado.
Because I think Machado, obviously fits better.
Machado!
I would say, like, I'd figure out how to fit Bryce Harper into my crowded outfield, or I would make it less crowded to get him in there because he's Bryce Harper. I see their point to a tiny bit of an extent that they do have all of those spots filled at the moment, but you can figure it out otherwise if you want to go get Bryce Harper.
Oh, you got to make it work.
I mean, it is the Yankees. If they somehow leave this offseason and doing other moves for sure, but they don't land one of those guys, it would be very un-Yankee-like. But maybe Machado to the Phillies and Harper to the Dodgers or back to the Nats, and that's where we get, and we know that's what we have when we get to February.
Well, let's see. What do you guys think out there? Where do you think Bryce Harper goes? Would you be scared to sign Harper to your team? Would you be willing to pay him $300 to $400 million? 855-212-4227. Also, the Philadelphia Eagles, their season from hell continues. Taz with AB sitting here. Be right back.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, well, CBS Sports Radio toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. So, Taz here, and we have AB, Andrew Bogus, sitting in for the Moose. We have a sports update that's coming at you shortly here. We were talking about Bryce Harper and all this stuff. And we have a sports update with our friend, Mr. Heller. Brett Heller. Hello. You don't seem too happy today. You okay?
I'm good. Good morning, guys.
It's great to see you. Good morning,
Bradley,
guys.
Good morning.
Brad, okay. I noticed that it's like the second day. This happened last time. The first day, you're kind of happy that you're part of a show that I'm involved with. And then the next day, that love and fun disappears a little bit from you.
I don't think so.
I feel that. Yeah.
Brad's not a Thursday guy. Doesn't like Thursday.
That's true.
Oh, I didn't know. Thanks,
I have
Mike.
Some inside information. Right. Not a Thursday person.
Really? Sources just tell him that Thursday's not the best day of the week.
I like that, though. I like that, Brad, because I want to be the type of guy that has a day that's just that I don't mess with Taz on Mondays. It's bad. Oh, Taz's not a Saturday guy. I like that. Everybody should have a day like that that is their misery day.
Well, let me run this past
Sunday.
Yeah. Scary Sunday. Sunday scaries. So my daughter yesterday, for fun at school, made a week menu of, like, food alliteration with the day, like Mozzarella Monday, French
mozzarella.
Fry
right, okay.
Friday, right. Wendy's Wednesday.
She took the letter. Yeah. I understand. I could do
She
that.
Got to Thursday, which is today, and, you know, could have come up with a lot of things. Twinkie Thursday, Twizzler Thursday.
Taz Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday.
That's pretty good.
Well, but that's like a bar thing. Thirsty Thursday.
Oh, I didn't know. I don't hang out in bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
She's 7.
Well, that's not a good sign.
Now, my wife and I like to have fun. My wife more so than me. Did we do something wrong that her first one is Thursday?
So you and your wife go to bars a lot?
My wife went to bars a lot when we were younger, yeah.
I'm sure she likes that you shared that with the nation.
First of all, A, she's not listening. B, she doesn't care.
That's nice. So Thirsty Thursday, your daughter, seven years old.
Yeah, I think she should talk to somebody about
this.
Nip this in the bud before it's too late.
Yeah, I think you want to go more like a Twinkie Thursday.
Exactly.
Yeah, more kiddie type stuff.
Yeah, not Thirsty Thursday.
Stay out of the gin mills, pounding down, Maker's Mark.
Exactly.
What
is this, our holiday party on Monday?
Well, speaking of drinks, later on I have a little issue because we're having a holiday party at the Casa.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, no. It's
get
a family
me to
thing.
Tonight.
Sorry, you're not coming. And I'm in charge of the liquor menu. We usually do a theme drink.
Okay.
There's different ideas. So anybody out there, We Over Nation, feel free to tweet me any kind of a... Cranberry is a big thing in the family. People like the cranberries and then add some hard liquors to it. But any kind of a good cranberry-type-esque drink. Brad, you look like you're thinking of one. I don't need input from you. I don't.
Then I won't say anything.
Okay, why, you have something?
I don't know why it just popped in my head. What's that green, the watermelon one? Midori.
Okay,
Midori,
let me ask you a question, sir. That's why would one. I do a watermelon freaking drink at a Christmas party?
It's
why
green.
Why would I do watermelon?
Well, you got the green
that's
with the watermelon,
fruit.
The red with the cranberry, green and red Christmas colors. That's not so ridiculous.
No, it's got to be wintery and spicy.
Yeah. You got to do cranberry-esque. Right. Type of thing. You got to do
you
like
said
a,
red. I thought green. Green and red. That's where I
but
went.
Watermelon is a summer fruit.
Here's where Brad can help you. Dessert.
Dessert can help. Except on Thursdays.
Brad's a dessert guy.
All right. Why is he staring at me like this, AB? It's kind of weird.
That's what he does.
Just do your update, guy, because
Bobby
I'm going to jump over this desk. It's going to be a problem. Let's go.
I'm going to face the control room for the update. I'm going to face the control room.
Do that.
Hi, Brad.
All right, guys. For the second time.
Hello.
For the second time in 2 weeks, the Raptors knocked off the Warriors. This time it wasn't close, though. 113-93, the final in Oakland. And Kawhi Leonard didn't even play because of his bruised hip. Here's Kevin Durant.
They got a great mix of veterans and young players. They got a new coach, but the leaders of that team have been through some wars. So I wouldn't call them a young team, or I won't say them beating us two times is going to give them extra confidence. They've been balling before that, and they're going to be balling after they beat us, so... I mean, they're not an up-and-coming team. They're here.
Durant led all scorers with 30 points, only 10 for Steph Curry on 3 of 12 shooting. 23 points and 12 assists for Kyle Lowry in the win. The Raptors, though, did lose Jonas Valanciunas to a dislocated thumb. Elsewhere, another monster game for Anthony Davis.
Davis shoots over Adams from the broken line. No good. Got the rebound. Back up and in. Westbrook almost had it. Davis grabs it. Second chance bucket for Davis. 42 points.
Sean Kelly, Pelicans Radio. 44 and 18 rebounds for AD in a 118-114 win over the Thunder. Kyrie Irving scored 38, including the final 12 of the game for the Celtics. They beat the Wizards in overtime 130-125 for their seventh straight win. Five in a row for the Pacers, 113-97 over the Bucks. Victor Oladipo was back after missing 11 games with a sore knee. He had 12 points and 10 boards. Finally, some deals to talk about at baseball's winter meetings. The Dodgers and reliever Joe Kelly reportedly agreeing to a 3-year contract worth $25 million. Jeyreese Familia gets 3 years and $30 million to go back to the Mets. Also 3 years and $30 million for Lance Lynn with the Rangers. The Nationals trading pitcher Tanner Roark to the Reds for fellow righty and fellow Tanner, Tanner Rainey.
Now, I read yesterday there's been 5 players in the history of baseball named Tanner. And those two guys were in the same trade yesterday. They're in five players
in the history of baseball
named Tanner, and two of them were traded for each other yesterday.
Here. Really?
Yeah. How crazy is that?
I'm shocked to hear that. I thought there'd be more than that.
No, right?
First name Tanner. That's kind of a popular baseball name.
Tanner from Bad News Bears, right?
That's one.
I know Danny Tanner, but that's a last name.
Yeah.
He wasn't a baseball player.
Danny Tanner.
The Seglia joke.
Five guys, and they both got traded yesterday.
For each other.
That's amazing.
You think at some point in the negotiations, the GMs are like, yeah, you know what? Wouldn't this be funny? Just do Tanner.
Let's just do it now.
You know, like, we want Roark. You just take the other Tanner. We can't have two on the roster. You know?
You might be right. That's funny, though. That is craziness. That really is. Yeah, I remember the Tanner from the Bad News Bears, a little blonde punk. I remember him. Yeah, continue.
NFL, here's Ravens head coach John Harbaugh on his quarterback situation now that he's sticking with rookie Lamar Jackson, even though Joe Flacco's healthy.
Everybody wants to play. Every football player wants to have the biggest role they can possibly have. I'm sure Joe's no different. Robert's no different. Any player we've got feels the same way. But Joe's a pro. He's got class. He's got complete respect in the locker room.
The Ravens.
He's got class, except when the kid's wide open on a route in the red zone and you don't throw the ball to him, right or wrong. Yeah, listen, let me tell you something. Okay, it's a real simple deal here. Okay, guys? Lamar Jackson needs to start. Lamar Jackson leads the team in rushing. He leads the team. There's a stat you don't see. He leads the team in explosiveness. He gets on the field. I'll make mistakes here and there, but this kid, he is explosive. He was explosive at Louisville. He's explosive now on the Ravens. Flacco is a statue. Flacco is a relic. It's that simple. You keep doing what you're doing, Harbaugh, and you start Lamar Jackson. Hot take, hot cheese. There it is.
Bench Joe Flacco.
That's it. I'm fine.
Caught RG3.
Am I Next. Wrong? Am I wrong? No, is Lamar Jackson not an injection of explosiveness into that offense?
I'd have to revisit things after the season if they see Lamar Jackson finish things off. But right now, they've been better with him at quarterback the way they've played the game. Absolutely.
Well, if you're watching the Ravens play, when he's playing, do you want to watch that offense more or watch it more
well,
with
Flacco?
Well, I mean,
Flacco? Who cares what I want to do? They've been.
No, I'm asking you what you want to do.
Well, but the point is for them to win football games, oh, and they've God. Won more games with Lamar Jackson playing quarterback.
I'm trying to have a discussion with you about if just
am.
A fan, not a, you know, just watching the game, it's more exciting when he's in the game. Brad, please, I'll lean on you. Do you agree with this or not?
Agreed.
Thank you. That's what you have to say, AB.
Just the
say
numbers
agreed.
Show it, but they're more fun to watch.
You're right, Taz.
That's my point. The fan out there that watches sports, they're not worried about stats. They're not worried about, you know, yards. They're not worried. They want wins. We know that. They
right.
want victories.
That's what I'm saying.
But. And they want to watch someone who's exciting. This kid's I have several friends of mine that are Raven fans that live in Baltimore. They love that this guy is their quarterback. They love that this guy is their future. And he's only going to get better with time. I get what you're saying. I agree about the wins. You're right. That's the most important thing. We know that. But I'm just saying he is exciting to watch play. He really is. And we'll see how it plays out for them. But Joe Flacco showed his true hand by that. I'm sorry. He saw that. That was weeks ago. I can't remember who they were playing. That kid was wide open. He saw it. You're not the level of quarterback for all the years that Flacco is. And you don't see a guy that wide open, okay, in the red zone. On whatever the hell it was, the 15 yards to go for a touchdown, and he throws the ball in the middle of the field, a bullet to the tight end, and it's double covered. Please, and you got Lamar wide open on a right running up the flat. Give me a break, please. Stop. Continue. Go ahead.
Joe Flacco hate.
I know it's like no. I know, and I know you have a very good connection to the Blue Hens of Delaware, where
That's
he went. So this is not a shot at Delaware. It's not a shot at Joe Flacco. I'm just giving my take. I
Delaware, had, great state, great
he
brand.
He had some great years. He did. But I'll tell you what. I just think that it's I like the explosive mobile quarterback. I like the guy that can make things happen. That's what I like. And that's why, me being a Bills fan, I like Josh Allen so much because he's got that size and big cannon arm that you could be a traditional straight drop back quarterback, but yet he's got hops, he's got wheels, he could move for a big kid, you know. So I like that. I like that mobility. You need that with these defenses you're playing against. That you got to be able to move. Flacco's a statue.
Hot cheese.
Only took him 10 minutes. I get that. That's all I did.
Well, week 15 kicks off tonight.
Oh,
Chiefs
here.
And Chargers.
Sorry,
in Kansas City. I'm still here. Sammy Watkins is out for KC. Spencer Ware is doubtful. Melvin Gordon, questionable for the Chargers. That's it. I'm good.
Well, you stayed for that?
Bradford Heller.
I enjoyed it.
You can just leave in the future. I do it all the time. Just get up and go when you've had enough.
Brad, looking forward to later on, pal. Oh, man. So speaking of quarterbacks, we were talking earlier about, you see what's going on with the Eagles, right, bro?
Hold on, three.
What happened? What's
two.
He doing? Where's he going? Oh, you want to talk bad about him once the door closes?
Does he hate us?
I think he does. He hates me.
Does he hate everybody?
No, he hates me. He doesn't like me. Most of these guys here don't like me. Yeah, because I'm different than everybody here. That's why. They don't like me. And that's okay. My own co-host doesn't like me. It's fine. It's all good. It's okay. Please. But I was talking about the Eagles. So we were going into break, and I was saying that the Eagles, their season could be even worse than it looks now. because you heard the news about Wentz. He's got the back issue. And it's like a chronic type back thing going on for him, which is sad for this guy, where they're saying he might not play. I heard that he's not playing this weekend, and I don't know. But the thing is, this back stuff, when you have these chronic back, I've had this as a wrestler, it doesn't go away anytime soon. And they got to go and deal with the Rams now, okay, on Sunday in L.A. And that Ram team is coming off a loss, bro. And you know that ferocious defensive line led by Aaron Donald and Sue, I don't care if it's Nick Foles at QB or for some way, somehow, Carson Wentz plays, which he shouldn't play. With that back, if his back's bothering him now, after Sunday and he plays against that Rams team, his back's going to hurt a lot. I'll tell you that.
And they're a little angry after losing in Chicago last Sunday night.
They got embarrassed. Yeah.
Yeah, this is obviously the small picture is concerning for the Eagles because they've got no margin for error now trying to sneak their way into the postseason. And three games left. This is the first of back-to-back tough ones. Next weekend, they are home for Houston. They finish at Washington, judging by last week, and that one could be easy.
Yeah.
The problem is, by the time they get there, after playing the Rams and the Texans, that game, as easy as it might be, might not matter. That's the small picture. The big picture is that Carson Wentz now has had three significant injuries during his playing career. He has had a wrist problem in the past, then the knee last year, now this. You know, the knee last year is like the two previous ones are just bad luck, right?
Sure,
I mean, he's diving into the end zone a year ago and gets sandwiched. But if the back is something that's legitimate, and you said chronic, and is just slowly developing and is sticking around, and or even if it's something that, you know, even just back surgery in general is a major thing.
There's a lot of people listening to us right now. I don't care if you, a lot of them maybe were never an athlete, but have injured their backs. Men and women injure their backs, as you know, all the time.
Yeah.
You can hurt your back by bending over to pick up a pencil that drops on the floor. It's really that simple. And just imagine being an NFL quarterback, and you came back from successful major ACL and LCL reconstructive surgery. Okay, this time last year, as you pointed out, AB. And now you have this back thing going on. This is, if you're an Eagles fan right now, I got to say it. You should panic right now. You need to worry.
Oh, you're going to hit the panic button, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, I thought like you might want to like creep your hand in direction of the panic button in case you need to hit it. But yeah, I'd be a little spooked that this is something that's going to be an issue. Or I guess if you want to be insanely positive and you've been wondering why they have not been up to snuff and he has not been up to snuff, then maybe part of the recovery from the ACL injury last year has been complicated by his back not being great.
Right.
And that's why, you know, he's not been him and they haven't been them in general on offense. You know, so maybe this gets straightened out and all things are good. I just get spooked by back issues. Big, small, minor, major.
Mm-hmm.
The back might still be, you know, we've got guys coming back now in record time from Achilles.
Right, right.
From Tommy John in baseball, from ACL tears. The back is like, aside from your concussion, like the back is uncharted territory, and there's just no telling how bad things are, how long they're going to linger.
Yeah, and it's something to be concerned about if you're an Eagles fan. And believe me, I'm a fan of Carson Wentz. I love the way this guy plays the game. I think I can speak for most football fans out there. Even if you're an Eagle hater, you got to respect how this guy plays. Remember, this is a guy, we've talked about it before, him, Moose and I have. It's just this guy. This was a guy last year at this time who was on the cusp of being the NFL MVP until he got injured. And then Tom Brady got the MVP. I think it was Brady, right? Yeah, Brady got the MVP. So this is a guy who had so much upside. I'm not saying his career is doomed or done. It's not. But this is another pothole. But, you know, and I said chronic because it's just going to keep coming back. And I hope I'm wrong on that. Look, they're sitting at, 6-7 Eagles right now? Okay, and they're in the hunt. But they're with this NFC. But listen, dude, can Nick Foles turn around and do what he did last year? I mean, I don't know, maybe. I mean, it was something epic that he did, and he became the MVP in the Super Bowl. I mean, as a backup, Nick Foles. But you got this thing now, man, with Wentz. It's a serious thing, you know, because it's something that will nag you. Any motion, just like your core, the middle of your body, right, your stomach, your abs, your intercostal area, upper rib area, that's all the middle core of your body, and your back is part of that back core of your body. That's your trunk. That's what makes your body move, your hips and everything. As a quarterback, he's got to be so mobile if need be, or his movements when he throws. Every time he throws, AB, every time he throws, all those little muscles and tendons and ligaments throughout his back and his spine are moving and talking every time he throws.
Right. And it's not a new injury. It's been, apparently, you know, he's been on the injury report once or twice with it throughout the year. This is the first time yesterday that he didn't practice because of it. So it's at least something that's been festering for a little bit, not just something brand new from last weekend. But yeah, you know, you hope that this does not grow past now, that this is just something he can get over, whether it's enough to get over it in time for Sunday or next week or even the week after that. Because Carson Wentz, back to your point about Lamar Jackson, like, right, he's a guy you want to watch and you want to be on the field as much as possible. And hopefully this is just a bump in the road and not another significant thing for him and the Eagles.
Yeah, my only thing, like I said, is I just feel like maybe if going against that Rams defense, that D-line, if he's not 100%, just sit him. Let him get that back going. You don't need to deal with Aaron Donald and his friends, that's for sure. All right, we're going to break here. Let's have a break. We're talking about the NFL draft. Well, guess what? It's got a new spot for 2020. 855-212-4227. Taz with Andrew Bogus sitting here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, well, Sunday, it's doubleheader day, and it's all about the playoffs. Miami takes on Minnesota, and a huge game with two teams fighting in their division. The Patriots collide with Pittsburgh with the Steelers. The day kicks off with the NFL Today, powered by Ram at 12E3P. On CBS. So there you have it. So we're talking about the NFL has an NFL draft, I should say, has a new home for 2020, AB. And this is interesting. Let's go to the beginning. This is what's going on here. See what's going on. Here's a hint. Here's your hint.
Welcome to the NFL draft. We celebrate the great game that we all love.
Shreveport.
How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day.
So where's it going? Lay it on me, Taz. Can't take the suspense.
Oh, there's a blackjack, poker, and a roulette wheel. Fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and nervous steel.
Viva Las Vegas! Welcome to the NFL Draft!
There's Roger. Oh, man, this is unbelievable. Dude, I'll tell you what. So they're going to do the draft.
Why don't we just all move to Vegas? Like, everybody. Yeah. Every league, every team, every person. Let's go to Nevada.
Bro.
Except for you, Pete. I wouldn't want you to go
not
west.
Not you, Pete. You don't go west. You don't like going west.
If you want to go east and come different all story. The way back around,
he'll go to Vermont, Boston, no problem. Well, North Carolina, just not west.
No, but you could go the long way. You could go through Europe and Asia and come all the way back around the other side.
Go around Honolulu.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, though. They're going to go to Vegas. They're going to do the NFL draft in 2020.
It's smart. Get the kids their first substance abuse policy violation away.
That's the first thing I thought about. As the son of a college athlete, I'm thinking, that's the last spot I want my kid that, if he's in the draft, is hanging out in Vegas. Are you kidding me? It's called Sin City.
Yeah, the kids won't be in. The draft kids won't be in Vegas.
Thirsty Thursday.
Stop it.
Listen, this is all agenda filled by people, men and women, that want a party in Vegas, that work for the teams, the organizations, just like the MLB winter meetings. Listen, what's wrong with going to Boise? What's wrong with going to Des Moines?
Boise is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
In late April, early May.
What's wrong with going to, you know,
what's
I don't
place
know.
In Idaho? Coeur d'Alene? Yeah, that's a fancy place. Send them right there.
Hey,
resort town.
Go do the MLB with the meetings in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's beautiful there.
I've been there.
Hey, how about doing the NFL draft in Fresno? It's nice, Fresno.
Remember when it was in New York?
Remember those days?
Forever?
Years
and now
ago.
It never is. Damn, so Javits Center.
They're going to go over there. I'll tell you what. I don't like the move. I don't like the move. And I love Vegas. Unlike Pete, I like the West.
Is this also Joe Flacco related, or is this a separate issue for you today?
Somehow Flacco's involved with this. So I don't
I mean,
know
he
what
was once drafted.
I'll tell you though. It's gonna be a crazy scene there in 2020. It's gonna be nuts.
Players are actually the least concerned. It's all the people who are there gonna be covering it and working it. It's gonna be the you know what.
Well, that's the thing. To them, it's like when they got the news drop. You know, people who work for CBS Sports or NBC or ESPN or all the major sports. Like, yes.
Right. Imagine if you were in a position to take your radio show or your TV show on the road to an event, and you'd been stuck in the ugly Javits Center or Radio City Music Hall here in New York for years and years and years, and now you're getting out and stretching your legs. It's Nashville coming up, and then it's Vegas. That must be nice.
Yeah, and by the way, Nashville, as you said, coming up, Nashville, that's where the draft will be in 2019. Nashville's an awesome town. Okay, I've had the opportunity to go there a whole bunch. I worked for a wrestling company that was based out of Nashville. It's called TNA.
Mm-hmm.
And it is you ever been to Nashville? Seriously.
I actually have not. Bro, I want it on the list.
It's really, really nice. It's a place you can go with your family or go with your friends. It don't matter. You can have a good time or go with your kids. It's really an awesome, awesome town. So that they're going to have fun in Nashville. You can have some fun and get yourself some barbecue there. Oof, it's really good there. But regardless, the thing is, for me, I look at it like, listen, okay, you're going to go to Vegas because you want to have a party. Everything's a party. And you just gave me an idea. You said something about, imagine you had a show or something like a radio show. And that gave me an idea. There's a chance maybe Taz and the Moose, this show. Maybe,
coming up in hour number two, Taz and the Moose on a. No,
maybe
you're gonna finish this thought.
I'm just saying, maybe. I'll talk to the co-host of the show, Mark Belusis, and we'll see. Maybe we'll go on location in 2020 because we do our draft specials, and maybe Moose and I would do. What do you think, Mike? We do the show from Vegas.
Oh, I'd love to do the show from Vegas. I thought you didn't travel for these things. You didn't want to go to the Super Bowl. So it's kind of similar.
Yeah, it's Vegas though. But I don't know. Maybe it's 2020. Maybe I'll have a change of heart. Maybe if the people on the show, including the co-host, butter up to me, then maybe I'll be all right, I'm in.
I guess you're right.
You put a lot of this on Moose, and as Mike points out very astutely, you have dismissed any and all conversation about doing this show anywhere other than this studio.
Well,
we sat here one day, the four of us, and told you how great and important Radio Row is for the good of the show and the network.
Oh, no, that Radio Row is a crock.
And you're just like, no.
No.
So I don't do road trips.
I'm different. I'm a different type of host. I'm different than all these other Seiko fans. I'm not like these people. I'm different. I do the show right here. This is our studio. This is our home. This is our base.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
But for Vegas.
But Radio Row, the problem with the Radio Row is this is what wouldn't happen in Vegas if we did the draft show, Moose and I there, or did the NFL draft. There'd be no stopping chats. See, if I went and if I ever was okay with, as the co-host, doing this show on location, I will ban the stop and chat. You know what the stop and chat is,
but
right?
At the draft, you'd have the drafted kids coming to you after they got picked. In their nice new hat. They just talked to Dion on stage. Next up, it's Taz.
Tua.
Tua, that's true. I love primetime, though. I talk to Dion. I like Dion.
He's busy. asking stupid questions on the stage.
Hollywood and Vine, what's his show called?
21st and Prime.
That was close. So
you get the call. There's a catch line they've got. When he calls people about their good football game.
The thing is about the location thing is, and going to Vegas, the NFL, you know, the draft and all that in 2020, maybe. I mean, then again, even if I say I'm down, then we got to get it past our boss.
Right.
Okay, which Mr. Chernoff might not go for this. We don't know. He might say, no, you guys are not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You're doing the show right here.
I don't want to speak for Mark, but I feel like no would be his answer.
Good chance.
Yeah. Yes.
Unless everything changes and it's a yes for the first time in ever.
Okay. We'll consider that's probably even more of a no, just by that.
But we could put a sales pitch together. Pete's very good at PowerPoints. They used to call him PowerPoint Pete. So he could help with that.
The PP, they call him.
Yeah. Well, Pete, you are.
I do teach.
He goes, you are just in charge of
schedules, too. Can't you just schedule us to be in Vegas?
That's a great idea.
I can, but do you have the equipment? That's another story.
The budget?
Sure enough, like, what the hell is this? Bilotti, get in here! This a typo?
I'm on vacation, that's it.
Still on his honeymoon.
I don't think we'll be going to Vegas anytime soon. All right, we're going to break. Hey, guess what? The XFL. Talk about 2020. The XFL's coming. It's back. And they got towns, cities, the whole deal. Stadiums and everything. We'll discuss that right here on Taz and the Moose. Andrew Bogus sitting in for Malusis. I'm Taz. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.